This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Automakers spend a lot of money and a lot of time developing high-tech car features, hoping to make their offerings stand out from the pack. Well, now a new consumer study from J.D. Power looks at what consumers are really interested in, and it turned up some surprises. Dave Sullivan is here with us. He's an auto industry analyst with Auto Pacific. Good to have you here, Dave.
Thank you.
So these engineers are always turning out these high-tech features. Give us an idea of the kinds of features that we're talking about here.
Well, what consumers are showing interest in was a lot of the bits and pieces of what will make up a future autonomous car. And that includes collision mitigation systems, blind spot warning systems, adaptive cruise control. And I think when you look at the average age of a buyer today, in 2014, the average age of a new car buyer was 55 years old. So right in the middle of that baby boomer kind of era, mm-hmm. and it's going to be very hard to take away their mobility as they get older. When I look at, you know, anybody from the age of 65, kind of, you know, 1950s, right at that start, they're starting to retire. They are expecting to be able to still go to the store, the doctor. I still have grandparents that are in their 90s that are driving. I wouldn't recommend that. But
yeah.
Those are the kind of people that's going to be very difficult to take those things away. So they're looking for that type of development in the automotive world to help alleviate some of the issues where, you know, maybe the reaction time's slow mm-hmm. as you age. And those are the kind of things that are going to be
night
expected.
Night vision isn't
exactly.
the same. So these are the things the J.D. Power survey find that people are most interested
yes,
in.
Yes. And you could say, well, that's not really interesting to people that are, you know, maybe younger buyers. But you have to remember that buying a new car, it's heavily skewed towards people that are of an older age that can still afford a new car. And like I said, the average age last year mm-hmm. was 55. So when you look at what those people are starting to want, they're not going to want to take that mobility away from them. So that's it's all part of this. When you start to dig deeper into it, that's what really is driving a lot of that.
And then the survey, the J.D. Power survey, found that the kind of on the no thanks, I can live without that list are things like the touch screens with the tactile feedback or biometric driver sensors or systems to monitor health and wellness and systems to connect our car with our smartphone. I was surprised that was kind of on the I can live without that list.
You know, there still isn't a car on the market today that has Android Auto or Apple CarPlay in it. So I think maybe some of that might be due to people just not being familiar with it. If we did this in a year and we looked at people that had already had experience with those systems, then maybe that would change. I think there's been some automakers who have dabbled into screens. When you touch them, they kind of feel like they're mm-hmm. shocking you almost. Mm-hmm. They're like they jump out at you. Cadillac has something like this. And it hasn't exactly been flawless in terms of performance. And, you know, I think consumers are a little bit weary of advancing that. And then, you know, the other thing too, I mean, when you think about like health issues,
yeah,
what are they doing with this data? Why would a car company want to know my pulse or what I'm doing or how tired I am and who are they sharing that with? So there's some uncertainty, I think, with some of these things.
And yet it seems that, at least just from observing, it seems that the companies put a lot of focus and a lot of spotlight on those infotainment systems and those kinds of bells and whistles. And maybe we're not even aware of how important it is to them. It's a moneymaker, I know, but it can also backfire. We look, think of Ford My Touch.
Yeah, that's all part of your brand of your vehicle, too,
yeah.
and giving it its own flavor. And that's one of the things that automakers are a little worried about is when you have Android Auto or Apple CarPlay, how is a Ford Focus going to be any different with in terms of infotainment from a Mercedes-Benz? Because they're going to look the same. It's a very interesting way for an automaker to put like their signature touch on a car.
I think that it must happen, and I've just seen this in my own experience, where the folks designing these infotainment systems, they get it. But I know in the real world, we have a car now. It's not mine. It's my husband's. I won't say what it is, but I've been able to pride myself on being able to figure out how every car radio in any car I've ever driven until now. And I have given up in utter chagrin. I can't get the preset set. I can't. I'm swiping it and it won't navigate. And you wind up not only feeling like, I don't want it, but you actually feel angry because nobody likes feeling foolish when confronted by a piece of technology. What's the takeaway for the designers and engineers at the auto companies?
It's about simplicity. It's keeping it simple. It's intuitive. Your phone, you get very familiar with it. You're touching mm-hmm. it, you know, all day long. You're looking at it. You can do things very quickly on it. thing is, when you're in a car, you could have screaming kids in the back. You're in traffic jam. There's a lot of other things that are going on, and you're distracted. So it takes a lot more concentration and effort from your brain to, you know, and especially when you get frustrated, it's compounded while you're driving. So
let it be said, I tried this in the driveway.
Yeah, well.
Or as a passenger. But I was like, I give up. We actually have to turn the knob like you did in 1958.
They still has knobs. That's great. A lot
yes,
of cars don't
is.
Even
or,
have.
Or push the button. We're
yeah,
doing
some
something.
Cars don't even have knobs
That's true.
Anymore.
That's true.
So like Ford, they took away the knobs. Now they're bringing them back.
Yes.
So
yeah.
it's all about familiarity. And when your average age of your buyer in the new car market last year is 55, you know, taking away knobs and things that they've used since they were 16 years old, that really backfired for some of the automakers.
Does it really come down to what do we want? Do we want this rolling living room or do we want a car?
We're spending a lot of time in our cars, so they need to be comfortable and functional. But people are expecting their phone to be mirrored onto their car, and that's really not a feasible thing right now. There's some steps that are coming there, and I think when you look at CarPlay and Android Auto, those are kind of some baby steps into mirroring your phone. I mean, obviously, that's why we're seeing a lot of laws being passed on, you know, texting or other things.
Not that it makes any difference. No,
but,
just look around you.
Yeah, but that's the point of they don't want to have that up there. And phones aren't made. They're not engineered to work in, you know, 120-degree temperatures or sit in the sun or negative 20 degrees. Those are some of the conditions. So automakers have to design all the hardware that goes in there to work in all these extreme conditions through vibrations and other things that happen through the road. It's not as easy as just popping a phone or a tablet or an iPad or something up in your instrument panel and being done with it. There's a lot of other things that go into it.
It does certainly seem that this new J.D. Power, the Tech Choice study, is saying to the auto companies and the engineers, keep on keeping on when it comes to developing that kind of technology that keeps it safe, that really is all part of the self-driving car.
And they're doing this in the right way because they're taking baby steps and adding these features slowly so that people are familiar with it. And then eventually, when the software gets developed, it's coming. Autonomous cars are coming. You know, they're not going to work in snow or other things like that. But we're getting there slowly. But these are all the building blocks of autonomous cars. Things that we have in our cars today, the sensors that detect if there's someone in your blind spot.
I had a rental car that I felt the steering wheel buzz a little vibrate. And I realized, oh, it's as I moved out of the lane.
Right.
I was like, you smart thing.
Yes.
But I love that, actually.
And they can steer you, some of them can steer you right back into your lane if you come out of it. So those are all the ingredients for the autonomous car. And then trying to be able to put all that together. You know, we have adaptive cruise control systems that you don't have to touch any pedals in stop-and-go traffic now on some cars. So those are the kind of things that I think are really important to people as they're looking down the road and they want to take the stress away of driving or, you know, they're in California and they're takes them 2 hours to get home because they're sitting in traffic. And you can take a lot of stress out of your day by doing that. Again, that's something that people, as they're looking like, how do I continue my mobility and the freedom that I'm accustomed to as I age? Those are the kind of things I want now, and those are the things the automakers are developing. We haven't really heard too much about people saying, I want an autonomous car. We've done some studies that are starting to come out where people are looking past the fear of a car that can drive themselves, but it's about getting people familiar with things like adaptive cruise control. You let the car take over. So now we're starting to see people's thoughts change and they're getting accustomed to this now. A couple years ago when they were developing these, I'm thinking, what's the market here? Are people asking for this yet? But now we're starting to see people's opinions change and it's pretty quick that this is happening. So pretty exciting time to be in the auto industry.
Dave Sullivan is an auto analyst with Auto Pacific. Thank you so much, Dave.
Thank you.